Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me today. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to subscribe to the blog. If you are RSS savvy, real simple syndication savvy, then you'll enjoy the blog. You'll know all about how to take care of that. Go to the website and subscribe to the blog. But if you're not RSS savvy, you can find out. We'll make you savvy. We teach you how to do all that. We even show you how to get the software, and that's free stuff too, by the way. So I hope you'll check that out when you get a chance. You can get the newsletter on Sunday by email. You can get the RSS Monday through Friday. The blog will send it to you, or you can come to get it if you want to and get it at our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget all the other things that are there for you at our website. Rick Pinion is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He is an original member of our Brain Trust, a longtime member, a longtime friend of ours, been with us way back. We're probably coming up on our eighth year anniversary, and he's our chief financial planning expert in the Brain Trust. He's the president and the founder of Pinion Financial Services, and he's my friend. Rick, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's always good to be back.
It's good to have you back. And folks, as you know, those of you who've listened to Rick before, you know we have to take care of a little housekeeping before we get started, because Rick operates in the securities industry as opposed to the regular marketplace that you and I operate in, where caveat emptor prevails. In Rick's world, full disclosure prevails. Go ahead, Rick.
Well, thank you, Jim. Let me just remind the listeners that discussions in this show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. You should always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Securities offered through AIG Advisor Group, a registered broker-dealer, member NASD and SIPC, and Pinion Financial Services and AIG Advisor Group are not directly affiliated.
And folks, now the mystery of why financial planners don't have groupies has been revealed. Right, Rick?
Yes, they, people don't hang on it.
And more's the pity, right?
Yeah.
Rick, thanks for that. I appreciate it. That's a lesson in itself, isn't it?
Yes.
It really is. I mean, seriously, we haven't talked about this in a while. I mean, I remember when Rick, I was a securities representative once upon a time, way back in another part of my life, and I remember it was interesting to me to learn about that whole universe, it's basically a parallel universe that runs along beside of the regular marketplace, doesn't it?
Yeah, and a lot of people think that financial planning is all numbers, but I would say it's mostly a people business.
There's no question about it, and therefore those people are what the Securities Acts of 1933 and 1934 and however many there have been since then, the people are who those acts were designed to protect, weren't they?
Yes, right. It was the early advent of consumer, protection,
mm-hmm.
Disclosure, and disclosure continues today.
What, right. Prior to 1933, little orphans, I mean, little widows were out there being duped by unscrupulous people. And after that, they were still being duped, but now we can put them in jail, right?
Yeah. Even before we were born, I mean, the laws were starting to get reshaped.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's a good thing, too. And Rick, one of the things I know you want to talk about today is something that doesn't affect everybody directly, but affects everybody indirectly, I think, and that is some of the new Medicare provisions. Talk to us about that. Tell us who's eligible for this, so just to make sure that we're clear on who the prospects are for what you're going to talk about.
That's a good point, Jim. In fact, let's call this show Medicare Drug Benefit 101, and we'll try to make it both interesting and as simple as possible. And what we're addressing here is, as you had mentioned, it's the indirect people. In other words, it's directly affecting those people that are 65 or older that have Medicare Part A and or B. It also affects the younger people who may be on disability that are collecting Medicare benefits under disability for 24 months.
Let me tell you about another group that it's affecting. The younger people who have parents who are older and who are getting this stuff in the mail, and they're calling their children and saying, would you help me understand which way I should go here? And, right. And this is no, Rick, as you know, this is no reflection on the intelligence of the older folks. It's a complicated issue, isn't it?
In fact, this has to be one of the most complex government benefit programs I have ever seen.
And you've seen a lot of them, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. And I just hope that this government program doesn't choke on its own red tape.
Yeah. Well, that won't be the first time that that's happened, Rick. But the point I'm making here, folks, is even though you may not be over 65, your parents or your grandparents are wrestling with this issue right now, many of them, even as we speak. And if you haven't gotten the phone call yet, you may be getting the phone call to help them out. So this is something to pay attention to. We're going to be right back with our good buddy Rick Pinion right after these messages. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Rick Pinion, certified financial planner and the president and the founder of Pinion Financial Services. Pinion, P-I-N-I-O-N, Financial Services. Rick, give us the website, please.
Okay, website is www.pinionfinancial, pinionfinancialsoneword.com.
All right, check it out when you get a chance, folks. And if you live in the capital area, the area around our nation's capital, anywhere in Virginia or Maryland or maybe even over in Delaware, right, Rick?
Yeah. You can reach us at 1-800-296-4427.
What if I live in Sheboygan and I have a question for you, Rick? Will you answer my question?
Well, you can use that 800 number from anywhere in the United States.
Good deal.
Being Alaska and Hawaii.
So, folks, if you have a question, Rick will help you, and he'll probably help you. And since you won't be, since you actually don't practice all across the country, folks, he's not going to try to sell you anything, but he might help you find somebody who can help you.
Right. And in fact, this new product, many of them are offered by national companies. So,
right.
So they are everywhere.
With the new product being the Medicare product. Now, tell us again what the purpose of this new Medicare program is. What's
the simplest possible,
what's the purpose of it?
Yeah, the purpose of it was that Congress and President Bush agreed to create a drug benefit back in 2003. And this was going to be the biggest expansion of Medicare since it was created about 40 years ago.
This was to help supplement the drug expenses of the elderly. I know my parents were having a hard time, even though they had great coverage. The drugs were killing them.
Right.
The expense of the drugs were hurting them financially.
Right. So then there was a lot of discussion. In other words, some people were saying it was a noble plan to help the elderly pay for expensive drugs. Some people were complaining it was another, entitlement program, engineered by special interests. So there's a lot of debate going on in terms of it's a tremendous cost to society. This is going to cost billions and billions
hundreds,
of dollars.
Hundreds of billions.
Yes. It's a budget buster. But don't get me wrong. I'm happy that the seniors at least can afford their drugs. But the question is, who's going to pay for all this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To be our children and grandchildren wind up paying for all these things.
So, all right. So now that we know what it's for, and you've identified who it's for, the over 65 or those who are under 65 who are disabled. And so, how do they get these cards? Do they get something in the mail?
Okay, now let me tell you what's happening. Medicare has contracted with private insurance companies to offer one of two types of plans. So let me make this very clear. One plan is a prescription-only plan. That's what we call Part D, and that just covers prescriptions. Other companies are allowed to market what they call the Advantage plans, the Medicare Advantage plans, which means that basically the government's giving these insurance companies the money that used to be spent for Medicare, and they're saying, you handle it. You cover Part A and B of Medicare plus the prescription card. You run the program. If you can make a profit, fine. If not, you can drop out. So it's basically taking money that we're paying into Medicare and transferring that over to the insurance companies. So if they do that, then you'll just have one card that you'll show your pharmacist. In other words, it'll just be like an Advantage program. Or if you just want the prescription plan alone, you can do that too. That's what's confusing many people is the fact there's two basic plans out there.
Right. Do I need to have one card or two cards?
Right, exactly. So if you keep, you know, for example, your old Medigap coverage, and you have to get a prescription card to go along with it, or you can say, look, I just want to drop my old Medigap policy and take a brand new model and have everything rolled into one.
Right. So what do you recommend for folks? What do you recommend that they do?
I think it's much better to have one company and one payment and just not have to worry about everything else.
Is it more expensive or less expensive?
Yeah. It's a lot less expensive than the old Medigap plan.
So it's less expensive to have one card than it is to have two cards?
Yes.
Well, why is there a problem? Why do people have a hard time gravitating toward that one? Is it just that they just don't understand that? They don't understand that it's going to be cheaper?
I think it's three reasons. First of all, not every company offers an integrated plan. Some companies are only offering Part D. The second thing is some people, it's an educational process. Some people don't understand and they want to hold on to their old Medigap policy and just add a prescription card on top of it.
Well, and and I'll tell you, once you get set in your ways, or set in your ways, as some people say, once you get set in your ways, which I'm told that I'm starting to become a little more that way myself, Rick, I don't know about you, but once we get that way, it's kind of hard to turn loose to something that's been working for us, isn't it?
Yeah, and you and I are about the same vintage, so.
Yeah, pretty old, yeah.
So another thing that's confusing is different. This is not a standard product. Since this is being offered through private insurance companies, there's lots of variation between the plans. So seniors who are stuck in their ways, they do what's familiar to them. So, for example, if they're covered under the Blues, they may stick with the Blues just because they're familiar with it. Without really going through the research or working with someone like myself to help sort out all the plans.
So what, you know, and you know, Rick, I'll be honest with you. I have to be honest and say that I would not have thought of a financial planner as someone to help me sort out a question about Medicare.
Well, you see, certified financial planners have a fiduciary relationship with their clients. Therefore, we are liable if we don't talk about health care. Health care is a very fundamental part of any financial plan. And if we don't take the time to learn about this and show it to our clients, then we could be in big trouble down the road when the kids come back and say, how come you didn't help mommy or daddy with this new program?
Well, I certainly get it now. I guess what I'm getting at is it wasn't immediately intuitive to think about that. I mean, obviously, I think about you guys for health insurance, but I hadn't thought about it from a Medicare standpoint. It's very interesting, and I'm glad that you brought that up. I've got some more questions for Rick about this. When we come back after these messages, folks, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back on the other side of these messages. It's 10 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and here's Robert Cray to take us out. Back, it's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend, Rick Pinion. And you know, Rick, you and I were talking about being so old a few minutes ago. I think it is important that we point out that we're not yet at the Medicare age. I think that's, I don't mind saying I'm a little long in the tooth. I don't mind pointing out my gray hair, but I'm not quite at the Medicare stage yet. So I think it's critical to point that out, don't you?
Yeah, although I think with us aging baby boomers are what we call within striking distance in a few years of this.
Well, I'm not in any hurry to get there. By the way, I'm enjoying where I am, so no hurry. Rick, we're talking about the new Medicare drug provision, and what's the official name of this thing, Rick?
Well, I think, let me see, I guess the best.
If I wanted to talk about it, if I was at a dinner party and I said, let's talk about so-and-so, how would I get the conversation started?
I would use the phrase Medicare's new prescription drug coverage.
All right.
The easiest way to use a shortened version like healthcare.
So, folks, if you go to a party and you'd like to make sure that no one speaks to you, walk up to a crowd and say, I'd like to talk about the new Medicare prescription drug coverage, right?
Yes.
And that'd be guaranteed to make people run away, right?
Or their eyes glaze over.
What's it going to cost? If I have a family member who's qualifies for this, what's it going to cost?
Yeah, I would say according to the CMS, which is a Center for Medicare, I would say that the basic plan is pretty reasonable. It's about $33, you know, in terms of a national average.
Right.
That's for the basic plan. And most companies are offering, you know, two or three different options. And just like gasoline, you have the basic gasoline, and then you go to the plus, which is a little bit better. And that's
right.
Going to run you probably around $44 on national average.
Right.
And the deluxe plan, or, you know, say a premier plan, would run you about $60.
And that's probably with now, are there copays with these?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even with the deluxe plan?
Yeah, and a copays could range anywhere from, say, $2 up to maybe $40, depending on the type of drugs you take.
Right.
They
right.
use a term called formulary. So when people are shopping for this coverage, it's very, very important that you make a list of all your drugs and look at the formulary that the company offers to make sure that your prescriptions are covered under that formulary.
Mm-hmm.
See, that to me is a sharp way to shop.
Yeah, and see, that comes back. See, you use the word shop, and I think that's important, Rick, because, and this is something I've been pointing out to folks now for a long time on this show. In the 21st century, every one of us have got to become healthcare consumers, not just patients, don't we? We have to become smarter and shop for our medical treatments, our drugs, and all that. We have to shop for that the way we shop for an automobile. The way we shop for groceries.
You have to do comparison shopping, and now the consumer has a bigger responsibility because there's more choices. And unfortunately, the more choices we have, some people get, paralysis by analysis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they pick what's familiar to them, even though it may not be the best. So with a little bit of education, a little bit of shopping, you can pick the best plan for yourself.
Well, it's not just that we have so many options, Rick, but it's also that more and more, as time goes by, we're all going to become more self-insured. We're moving away from the paternalistic 20th century model where the big organization that we work for takes care of us from cradle to grave, basically, in some cases with no copay, no skin off of our back at all, to the 21st century model, which is where we've all got to be a little more self-insured, if not completely self-insured.
Right. And for you small business owners out there that have
right.
people covered under your health plan, most of you are not going to cover your employees after they retire. So it's very, very important that when the people working for your companies are getting ready to retire, that they do a little bit of shopping and talk to their pharmacist to see which plans might be best for them.
Rick, I have talked about HSA so many times on this show before, health savings accounts, so many times. Have you and I talked about HSAs before?
Yeah, in fact, we had a show many years ago, and it used to be called the MSAs.
Well, it was MSAs, but this is all new now, the HSAs. Next time you come here, you join us next month, would you talk to us about HSAs?
Oh, I'd love to.
I think that's a great thing, because that touches a lot more folks, by the way. Rick, I got 30 seconds. Last thoughts on the Medicare.
I would say, Jim, if I could have some parting words, if anybody needs my help or my company's help, they're free to email me at pinion@pinionfinancial.com. We'll be happy to send them some literature. We have literature from all the different states in our office. If we can be a resource for you, you know, please don't hesitate to give us a call.
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate that. And folks, as I say, all of you are prospects for Rick because he's restricted in where he can do business. So that's a genuine offer of help. And Rick, I appreciate that very much. Thank you for being here today, and we'll see you next time.
Sounds great, Jim. I enjoyed it.
Rick Pinion, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. I'll be back on the other side of the news with Ken Lebo.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.